Agricultural lending. Agricultural lending is fundamentally different from residential lending in several important ways. Buyers are often seeking financing on unimproved properties that may lack utilities. The value of the land may exceed the value of improvements by a large margin. The land being financed may include numerous outbuildings, such as barns. The farm or ranch in question may also be an ongoing business that has value. The sale of agricultural property often includes personal property, including farm equipment and livestock. Because of these and other differences, license holders involved in agricultural sales must develop a list of lenders who understand agricultural lending. The license holder, who refers a buyer to a lender who is not accustomed to this type of lending, is doing a disservice to all parties. In some cases, a lender's inexperience in this type of loan is not discovered until an appraisal is received. Lenders who do not understand the agricultural market will often assign the appraisal to an appraiser who also lacks an understanding of the market. Common appraisal issues and questions raised by lenders who do not understand rural properties include: why is the nearest comparable property 12 miles from the subject property? Why are two of the comparables over 1 year old? How can the nearest fire hydrant be 21 miles from the property? Is the property on a private well? The property has no access to a public sewer. The property is served by a volunteer fire department. The sale includes a tractor and 6 cows. The improvements, the home, are of relatively low value compared to the land. As a general rule of thumb, farm credit organizations are a good choice for agricultural lending, as are many local independent banks who understand the local market. These lenders understand how to underwrite loans that combine real estate, vehicles, farm equipment, and livestock. Usually, rates for this type of loan on raw, unimproved, land, or transactions, where the land value exceeds the value of the home, will be 2 to 2.5% higher than the prevailing rates for typical home mortgages. Additionally, the term of the loan may be limited to 20 years, with a loan-to-value ratio not to exceed 80%. U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA. USDA Rural Development Guaranteed Housing Loan Program, more commonly referred to as a USDA loan or a Section 502 loan, is insured by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The program offers 100% financing, no down payment, for qualified borrowers. First-time and repeat homebuyers can obtain a USDA loan. The program is for primary residences only. No second homes or investor financing is available under this program. The program is for purchases and refinances only, and cash-out refinances are not allowed. For property to qualify for the USDA Rural Housing Program, the home must be located in an approved rural area. The USDA's definition of rural is very liberal. Many small towns meet the USDA requirements, including suburbs of major U.S. cities. Working farms and ranches are not eligible for the program. The USDA website includes a list of lenders that participate in the program. Income eligibility is capped at 115% of the median income in the area where the property is located. Property and income eligibility can be checked at http://eligibility.sc.egov.usda.gov/. The USDA has only one loan repayment plan, offering 30-year fixed-rate mortgages only. The borrower pays a guarantee fee as follows. Guarantee fee for purchases, 1.00% paid at closing. Annual fee, 0.35% of the loan balance. For example, a home sells for $120,000 and the borrower wants 100% financing. The $120,000 loan would require a $2,400 guarantee fee payment at closing. The annual fee would be $120,000 times 0.5% equals $600. The monthly fee would be $600 divided by 12 equals $50, which is added to the monthly payment. The guarantee fee can be added to the loan. In the above example, the base loan amount is $120,000. Adding the guarantee fee to the loan would bring the total loan amount to $122,400. Gift funds are available with a gift letter that should be accompanied with the application. Seller contributions to the buyer's closing costs are allowable. A credit score of 640 is generally regarded as a cutoff point, but lower scores are possible with proper documentation. Alternative credit is also a possibility for those who do not use traditional credit. Alternative credit would include on-time payment of cell phone, utility bills, and rent payments. Debt-to-income ratios are 29 over 41. USDA Farm Loans. The Farm Service Agency, FSA, is an agency of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA. Loans are available through FSA's farm loan programs for a farmer or rancher who is unable to obtain credit elsewhere to start, purchase, sustain, or expand a family farm. Unlike loans from a commercial lender, FSA loans are temporary, and the goal is to help the farmer or rancher graduate to commercial credit. Once he or she can obtain credit from a commercial lender, the FSA mission of providing temporary, supervised credit is complete. FSA loan types include the following. Farm ownership loans help to purchase or enlarge a farm or ranch, construct a new or improve an existing farm or ranch building, pay closing costs, and pay for soil and water conservation and protection. Operating loans are for the purchase of livestock and equipment, and pay for minor real estate repairs and annual operating expenses. Emergency loans will help if the applicant suffered a qualifying loss caused by natural disasters that damaged a farming or ranching operation. Emergency loan funds may be used to restore or replace essential property, pay all or part of production costs associated with the disaster year, pay essential family living expenses, reorganize the farming operation, and refinance certain debts. Conservation loans will help complete a conservation practice in an approved conservation plan.